A new round of sanctions against Russia is on the agenda as EU foreign ministers meet in Brussels. They'll also likely discuss increasing military aid to Ukraine. The bloc's foreign policy chief wants to add another $500 million to the support fund, bringing the total to more than $2 billion.
We are also very much worried about the consequences of this war all around the world. We are going to face a deep economic crisis because of the price increases on electricity and food, and we have to unite our forces in order to explain to the world that it's not because of our sanctions, it's because of the war itself.
Mali is pulling out of a regional military alliance fighting armed groups in the Sahel region. Mali's military rulers made the announcement, citing a lack of progress. The nation was due to hold the G5 presidency in February, but there's been criticism of its military since it took power in a coup last year. After months of delays, threats of violence and a growing hunger crisis, Somalia has a new president. Hassan Sheikh Mohamed has had the job before, but was voted out 5 years ago. South Korea has offered to help North Korea as it battles to control its first confirmed COVID-19 outbreak. Seoul says it's willing to provide medicines and technical assistance. Infections are rising rapidly in North Korea with hundreds of thousands of suspected cases. There are signs of life returning to normal in China's biggest city after more than 6 weeks of COVID-19 lockdowns. Supermarkets, malls and restaurants in Shanghai are expected to reopen with limited capacity starting on Monday. Officials have declared 15 of 16 districts in the city of 25 million people have eliminated coronavirus cases.